Right then, we're going to carry on now into the country park. So walk through the gate that's marked Glen Almond Pocket Park and take a right, following the white path that passes that graffiti-covered wall on your left. We're going to stop next at a bird feeding station, which you'll come to on your left, and which has a bench in front of it for you to sit on. So again, if you get there and I'm still talking, then let me finish before you go to the next track. Come on. My connection to Newstead began when I was writing a series of shows for the Nottingham Playhouse called Tales from the Robin Hood Line. This was in 1999, only 12 years after the pit had closed on March the 19th, 1987. And the village was clearly struggling as families had moved out and work was hard to come by. Newstead had become an ex-mining village, one of many with its own regeneration officer, working with people to try to find ways to reimagine what these places might become. Newstead was my fifth stop, after I'd done shows in Worksop, Cresswell, Shirebrook and Mansfield, and each show that I'd performed in these places explored something of the local culture and history, as well as offering my own ideas on how these towns and villages might recreate themselves. And I had decided to communicate something of the enormous challenges these communities were facing through humour, to come up with regeneration strategies that were obviously ridiculous, ironically capturing something of the rather desperate situation that people found themselves in. But hopefully, in a way that championed the resilience and character of the people. I'd been nervous at first, as I told those in Cresswell, who were now working in a sandwich factory for hugely reduced wages, that they should throw away their helmets and take pride in their hairnets and join their union, the BLT. But the audience, all ex-miners and their families, understood that I wasn't poking fun at them or underestimating the situation they were facing. "You're bloody right there, youth," I was told, and so I'd become emboldened. My show here in Newstead began with me recounting my introduction to the village, sat at the bar of the Station Hotel, which used to be opposite the train station, explaining to those at the bar what I was up to, and how my plans and ambitions had been met with a simple and unambiguous response of one word. And I had decided to show that response, that word, on the screen behind me, spray-painted on the tail feathers of a peacock through the early wonders of Photoshop, itself an ironic reference to what I was expecting Newstead to look like, knowing only of the Abbey, once home to the poet Lord Byron, and nothing of the village. A word that I now thought I should perhaps not be using in a packed church hall with a group of elderly women in the front row. A word that, as the image of the peacock appeared on the screen, was met with much laughter, especially by those elderly women in the front row, who for some reason all decided to call out the word that was displayed. "Bollocks," they cackled. And I knew at that moment that I really liked Newstead. One of the stories I told was about the urban fringe wardens who had been recruited to help deal with the stealing of crops and timber on the outskirts of the village as redundancy money ran out. And one of those wardens, Mick, was in the audience. He's now running a fantastic project called CAST, that I mentioned at the start of this walk, in the building opposite the welfare, and I'd like you to hear from him next. So, once you find the bird feeders, unless you're there already, you should go to the next track.